Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's Superman.
Kellogg's Pep. P-E-P, Pep. Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal, presents
The Adventures of Superman. Today, although Clark Kent senses great danger all about him, he is still unaware that by a mere throw of a switch, the Daily Planet and its whole staff will be blown to smithereens.
Hello there, gang. This is your pal, Dan McCullough. Say, I hear there's plenty of friendly competition among you fellows and girls nowadays to see who can collect the most different comic buttons in that brand new series Kellogg's Pep is putting out. Isn't it exciting fun trading any duplicates you get and adding to your collection every time Mom opens a new package of Pep? And don't these new Pep comic buttons look keen pinned on your jacket or your dress or cap? Why, the colors are so bright and gleaming, and the pictures of your comic strip favorites show up like anything against that white background. Like a Beezy and Goofy from Haroldine, or a Barney Google, or Superman himself with his bright blue jersey and his red Superman insignia. Believe me, you're going to want every single one of these 18 new and different comic buttons. And you can get them, sure, easy as anything. You just ask Mom to keep you supplied with Kellogg's Pep. That's right. You don't send in any money, not even a box stop. And you can't buy these prizes anywhere. But you get a comic button in every package of Kellogg's Pep you open. And say, here's something else you get. A doggone delicious dish for breakfast. Pep is called the Sunshine Cereal. It's brim full of catchy sunshine flavor. The kind of toasted flavor that's so good, your spoon keeps digging in for more. So ask Mom for lots of P-E-P. The Sunshine Cereal, Kellogg's Pep.
And now, the adventures of Superman.
When the Daily Planet launched a campaign against an unknown ring of criminals who were operating a huge real estate racket, Brock Nielsen, leader of the ring, called editor Perry White and threatened him with dire consequences unless he stopped the campaign. Then, when White hotly refused, Nielsen ordered a henchman named Brownie to dynamite the Daily Planet. Late at night, Brownie placed dynamite in a huge electric motor and set it to explode when the switch was thrown for the presses to begin to roll. As we continue now, Editor White has just called the press room and ordered the power to be turned on, unaware that he has sentenced himself and all his employees to death. In the press room, Horace McKay, the foreman, starts across the long room to the master switch. 10 stories above in White's office, Clark Kent moves about uneasily, his X-ray vision probing the ceiling, the walls, the floor. Listen.
Oh, wait till those racketeers see our page one story today, Kent. That'll show them what I think of their threats.
I don't see a thing. Just the same.
Yes,
I...
sir. Imagine trying to scare us into taking... What'd you say?
I said I can't see anything wrong.
What are you talking about?
Oh, well, ever since that threatening phone call yesterday and the attack on our watchman last night, I've been expecting trouble. But I can't
Relax. You're always expecting trouble. But I tell you, racketeers are all cowards. They were trying to bluff us.
Maybe so. But overconfidence leads to trouble. After all, they've already committed 2 murders. What makes you think they'd stop it?
Quick, Scott, that press motor.
Huh? Oh, what, Kent?
Huh? Oh, quick, Chief. Get into the city room. Hurry.
Hey, quit pushing me.
Hurry, Chief. Something's happening.
What's the matter?
For heaven's sake, hurry out there and check it, will you?
But...
There, he's gone. Now, out of these clothes. This is the job for Superman. I see dynamite in that press motor, and McKay is almost at the switch. Out through that open window. Away!
Flashing out through the window, Superman streaks downward with the speed of light and zooms through another window in the press room 10 stories below, just as Foreman McKay pulls the master switch that sends power humming through the cables. Like a rocketing eagle, Superman sweeps 2 workmen aside and hurls himself across the machine that is loaded with dynamite. A split second later, it explodes with a muffled roar, a roar muffled by the Man of Steel's body.
Control. You're the foreman of the shop, aren't you?
Yes, sir. I'm McKay. What happened?
Well, obviously somebody, and I think I know who, tried to blow the Daily Planet to Kingdom Come. Everything's all right now, though. All you have to do is disconnect this wrecked machine from the line. The other presses weren't injured. Better get busy, or you'll be late getting out this edition, and from what I hear, it's a mighty important one. So get them rolling. See you all again. Up and away!
¶¶
Pat loaded one of our presses with enough dynamite to blow this whole building to bits.
On the level, Chief?
Certainly. And if not for Superman, you, me, Jim, Beanie, and all the staff wouldn't be here now.
Hey, it's a lucky thing Superman happened to be around, isn't it?
You're not kidding. Why, oh, when I think of what almost happened, I get weak in the knees.
Well, take it easy. It's all over now, Chief. But will you admit now that I was right?
Right. Right about what?
About Tom Stedman, the watchman, not being drunk last night.
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, it should be perfectly obvious that Tom was slugged last night, just as he said he was, by whoever put the dynamite in the press motor.
But,
Then,
but...
as I see it, the dynamiters poured liquor over him and put an empty bottle in his hand.
Yes.
So that we would think he was drunk and so be inclined to disbelieve his story of an intruder being in the press room.
Then they figured we wouldn't bother to make a careful search and we wouldn't discover the dynamite, eh?
Exactly.
Hey, George, I think you're right, Kent. But who in thunder did it?
Why, the real estate racketeers, of course.
The racketeers?
Sure. They warned you yesterday that unless you stopped attacking them in the planet, they'd stop us, didn't they?
Yes, but... Oh, no, they wouldn't have the nerve, Kent.
What?
I've said it before, and I repeat. Racketeers are cowards.
But I tell you...
They operate with lying words, not with dynamite.
Chief, what more has to happen to make you realize that this particular gang is different? That they're operating a big money business of swindling thousands of war veterans out of millions of dollars.
I know, but...
They don't want their juicy racket ruined, so they'll stop at nothing. Why, they're ruthless. Look, don't forget, they didn't hesitate to murder a police detective and a veteran who tried to expose them. Now they've just tried mass murder.
Well, maybe you're right at that, Kent.
Maybe I'm right. Of course I'm right. Who else would dare try to blow up the Daily Planet, and why?
The dirty scoundrels.
Wait a minute. Take it easy, Chief.
Take it easy? After they almost succeeded in murdering us?
Well...
Why, this is the greatest outrage I ever heard of.
I know, but that doesn't mean that...
Do those mobsters think that this is Nazi Germany, where they can shoot people who object to being swindled and dynamite newspapers?
Yeah, we'll show them they're wrong, Chief, but we've got to move softly.
You bet we'll show them they're wrong, but we won't move softly. I'm going to put out an extradition on this dynamite story.
Oh, no, Chief. Listen, you can't
Don't know, Chief, me.
But I tell you...
I'm going to smoke those rats out into the open.
But that
I'll
won't...
put so much heat on them, they'll be easy pickings for the police.
But, Chief, listen, please. That's the wrong approach.
Why?
Why? You'll only incite them to more violence.
Nothing of the sort. I'll throw the fear of public opinion and the law into them.
I tell you, that is not the way to fight those fellows. Now, take my advice. Lay off them for a while in the planet.
Lay off?
Yes. Let them think we're scared. Then I'll go after them alone.
You?
Sure. We know they operate through temporary real estate offices. All right, I'll investigate every land and building advertisement, contact the veterans who receive circulars, and eventually I'll catch up with our racketeer friend.
And as I told you yesterday, you'll wind up in the city morgue.
Wish I could tell you how funny that is.
And I wish I could show you how crazy you are. Didn't you say yourself these fellows won't stop at anything?
Yes, but that...
And
doesn't...
you want to tackle them alone?
Well, sure, but I...
No. I can't waste any more time on such nonsense.
But I...
I've got an extra paper to get out.
But, Chief...
No more
can...
arguments.
But I only
this
want
to... The city is faced with one of the greatest threats in its history.
I know,
and I
but...
still say the way to fight it is with the power of the press.
The power
I'll
of the
show those murderers what they're up against.
All right,
and I'll
can...
show them in headlines.
Will you please...
Just you wait and see.
How'd you botch this job?
I can't understand it, Mr. Nielsen. I had plenty of dynamite planted in the press motor, and I made sure I didn't leave anything behind to give it away. I can't understand.
Well, all I can understand, Brownie, is that you botched the job up, but good. Now the planet's got an extra paper out blasting us as murderers. And if this keeps up, we might just as well go out of business and hole up somewhere. No war veterans or anybody else wanting to buy a house and lot will go near anybody except responsible real estate agents and builders.
Yeah, I know, but...
And that's not the worst of it. Unless we shut the planet up, they'll queer us in all the other cities. The gold fields we haven't even touched yet. We can't let that happen, Brownie.
I know, but I don't see how you're going to stop it, Mr. Nielsen. We've thrown the book at Perry White, but he won't scare. He's a tough rooster.
Yes, he is, but... We haven't thrown all the book at him, Brownie. But...
What do you mean?
There's one sure way left to stop White and the Daily Planet.
Yeah, what's that?
I'll tell you. But if you botch up this job, Brownie, it's going to be just too bad for you. Understand?
Sure. But I won't botch it up, Mr. Nielsen. What's the pitch?
Listen and get this straight. I wanted to come off tonight. You get hold of the boys and come to meet you.
Leaning forward, the square-jawed, immaculately groomed Brock Nielsen instructs Brownie in his next move against Perry White and the Daily Planet. What will the racketeers do now? We'll be back in a moment to find out. So stand by.
Say, gang, you know, don't you, that there are 18 new and different comic buttons in this brand new series that now come in packages of Kellogg's Pet. So you better get busy right away on your collection. You'll want every single one of them, Toots and Casper, Flash Gordon, Superman, and all the rest, because they're doggone smart-looking, done up in full comic strip colors on a clear white enameled background so that the pictures of your funny paper favorites stand out like anything. And also because it's no end of fun working on your collection, swapping duplicates with your pals and comparing notes on who's collected the most different buttons. And the best part is these Pep comic buttons are so easy to get. You don't have to send in a single penny, not even a box stop, and you can't buy them anywhere. All you do is to make sure that Mom keeps you supplied with Kellogg's Pep, because there's a comic button inside every package of Pep you open. And is there a load of good eating in a package of Kellogg's Pep? Well, your breakfast bowl full of Pep looks a doggone golden and inviting. You can hardly wait to start right in. And your first spoonful of those sunny whole wheat flakes tastes a good. You settle down for a real session, believe me. So ask Mom to get P-E-P, the Sunshine Cereal, Kellogg's Pep.
Late that evening, following a meeting with Police Inspector Henderson, Editor Perry White drove to his home in suburban Brentwood. Now, having parked his car in the garage, he pulls down the overhead garage doors and hears the lock click. Then turns toward his house, where in the lighted kitchen he can see Poco, his fat little cook, bustling about in white apron and high cocked hat preparing dinner. Suddenly, as the gray-haired editor is walking unsuspectingly along the graveled walk toward his rear door, four dark figures leap out from behind bushes and surround him.
Wait a minute, mister.
Hey? Who are you fellows?
It's him, all right. What? Okay, Ed, let him have it.
Oh!
At Brownie's command, a blackjack wielded by a heavy-shouldered man whistles through the air to thud on Perry White's head. The gray-haired editor groans and slumps to the ground. Rock Nielsen, head of the racketeers, told Brownie that there was one sure way to stop Perry White and the Daily Planet from exposing them. Did Nielsen mean death for the dauntless editor? What is in store for Perry White and our friends? Superman goes into action again now, so don't miss a moment of what happens. Be sure to be with us again tomorrow. Same time, same station.
And remember, for breakfast, it's Kellogg's Pep.
For excitement, the adventures of Superman.
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC comic magazines and is brought to you Monday through Friday at the same time by Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal. Hey, when you wake up in the morning and you can see your breath on the frosty air, gang, that's Crumbles weather. Just calls for a toasty kind of cereal with zip and go. Calls for toasty words like crisp, crunchy, crinkly. Crumbles, sure, just fits, doesn't it? Kellogg's Crumbles, sort of sweet and nettle rich. The only cereal in the whole wide world made in those little crinkly shreds of good whole wheat. It's Crumbles weather, gang. Time for crisp, crunchy, crinkly. Kellogg's Crumbles. And be sure to be with us tomorrow for the thrilling adventures of Superman. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.